Earlier on in the week, Pulse 2's Henry Winter caught up with Jordan Lilly to get his thoughts
on what rugby league should do for the rest of the year.
You know, I think the RFL should do whatever's in the best interest for the players and the fans, and safety-wise that is. So, you know, if it's going to put people at risk and risk of this virus, then obviously, no, you shouldn't be playing and we shouldn't be training and stuff like that until everything's properly cleared and stuff like that. You know, but I think we just have to keep following the government guidelines and, you know, week on week, taking it week on week, you know. You know, you can't jump to a conclusion of what to do with it. I think you just got to just go week on week and see where we end up. Moral of the squad's good. You know, we've got a WhatsApp group that, you know, we're talking quite often and, you know, all the boys seem good. Obviously, just bored with what's going on, but, you know, just following all the protocols and doing what we should be doing. And hopefully, the sooner we do this, the better, and we can get out of this lockdown.
We asked Jordan Lilly how the Bradford Bulls squad are keeping fit during the coronavirus lockdown.
All the players are keeping fit and healthy and in their own time, going on runs. And, you know, we've got a great conditioner in Adam Simpson who's sending us, you know, home workouts and programmes to do and keeping us ticking over during this period. And, you know, even the coaching staff, John and Mark Dunning, sending us some little skill-based drills we can do at home, and, you know, just simple little things to keep that ticking over. So when we go back, you know, we've been doing bits and bats. So all that's been pretty good and, you know, been pretty helpful.
Does Jordan have any special messages for the Bradford Bulls fans?
I think just stick with us, just stick by everything. And, you know, the sooner we know stuff, I'm sure it'll be posted to the Bulls fans, and, you know, they'll you know, have an idea of when we're getting started and that. But for now, I think just stay positive. You know, spend time with your family, and like I said in the fitness bit, just make the most of this time, just at home with your family and your loved ones, and, you know, plan some ideas, make some ideas. You know, put some plans together for what you want to do when you finish this period, because I think we've all taken for granted what we do in life, haven't we? We've all taken for granted the kind of things that we've had put in front of us. You know, me certainly, the rugby side of it and the training side of it. You know, you take for granted that day on day, and I think now, you know, we've had that time away from it to go, you know what, we miss this massively. So, you know, I think put some plans together, everyone, and start planning on what you want to do when you come out of this period, and then I'm sure we'll come out of this period even better than we went in, and you know, we can push on. But to all you Wolves fans that are listening, just stay positive, stay active, follow my stuff on social media. We also do a big family quiz. The whole philosophy on that is just to keep people's minds ticking, again engaging people and trying to get people on board, and just trying to make people not forget about this period, but take their minds off it for a bit and something to do and something to look forward to. So Monday nights, we do it at 7:30, the big family quiz. Again, Lilly Fitness page, click on the live, get a pen and paper and just follow the video.